I'm Mike Russell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado authorities seized marijuana, guns, and cash after raiding three illegal growing operations in a rural area northeast of Colorado Springs. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they have observed an increase in violent crime connected to illegal grows and are making it a priority to, quote, really hit these illegal marijuana grows hard. Officials say a vacant prison in southern Colorado has been chosen as a temporary inmate holding facility while a Canyon City prison undergoes extensive remodeling. Yesterday, the State Department of Corrections selected the Huerfano County Correctional Facility to temporarily hold 250 low-risk to medium-security inmates. That prison in Walsenburg closed in 2010, and the temporary facility could be open by May. The number of travelers passing through the Colorado Springs Airport is the highest it's been in years. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
Over 1.5 million people traveled through the Colorado Springs Airport in a 12-month period, according to the last yearly report ending November 2017. That's over a 30% increase over the same time frame from the previous year. Frontier, American, and Delta all saw surges in passenger numbers even as service to Phoenix ended and Alaska Airlines also halted service, the Gazette reports. The paper notes even if December traffic was flat, the airport's total service for the past year would be the highest since 2010. The airport currently serves 13 nonstop flights with five airlines. New destinations start this April, including Seattle, San Antonio, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and San Jose. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.